الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We continue our series titled Nubala حول المصطفى, the noble ones around the chosen one. Snapshots and anecdotes from the wonderful and amazing lives of extraordinary courage, dedication and commitment of ordinary people who were in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And tonight we turn our attention to probably one of the most unique households, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about the household of Ayman. Her name was Barakah binti Sa'labah al-Habashiyah. Barakah was an Ethiopian girl, young girl, who was captured and taken as a slave, and she ended up in Makkah. And from that moment she came to Makkah, she lost all contact with the family until the day she died. She later became the help in the house of a respected and a poor newlywed couple. And the newlywed couple in Makkah, Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib and Amina binti Wahab. Some weeks after the wedding between Abdullah and Amina, Abdullah had to leave for work on a journey to Syria. This Barakah then served as a companion to the lady Amina in her loneliness. And it was found that she was now pregnant as well. Though she was newly married, she was pregnant. And Barakah nursed Amina, sat at her bed and comforted her, took care of her during her entire pregnancy. Little did they know that Abdullah was never going to come back. It was Barakah who some months later conveyed to Amina the sad news of the passing away of Abdullah while he was on a journey on the way back at a place called Yathrib, which later became Medina. And Barakah also consoled Amina. When Amina gave birth, it was Barakah who aided her to bring her child into the world, and that child's name was Muhammad, later to become the Messenger of Allah. When the Rasul was about 6 years of age, his mother decided, Amina, to take her son and visit the grave of her husband, which was near Medina. And she took Ayman with her to accompany her. The caravan took 10 days to reach Yathrib. And Amina grieved tremendously for Abdullah. And she loved him very, very much. She had a dear love for her husband. Wives and husbands love each other. But they were newlyweds, and she really loved Abdullah very, very much. And here she was now taking a little boy to visit her father's grave at Medina or Yathrib at that time. You can imagine the intensity of the emotions. A new bride, a new mother, and also a widow. On the way back to Makkah, Amina became seriously ill with severe fever. And halfway between Yathrib and Makkah, at a place called Al-Abwa, they stopped. And she said that the fever became excessive. Amina pleaded to Barakah in a trembling voice the following words: "O Barakah, I shall soon depart from this world. I leave my son Muhammad to your care. He lost his father while he was in my womb, and is now a little boy losing his mother under his very eyes. Be a mother to him, Barakah, and never leave him." Amina passed away, and Barakah personally buried Amina at Abwa. That grave of Amina binti Wahab, mother of the Prophet, was erased some years ago by the Saudi authorities, despite thousands of petitions sent from all over the world not to do so. Not only that, in 1998, her grave was bulldozed, gasoline and satellites in order to remove all traces of where she was buried. So much for preventing bid'ah. Baraka then accompanied the grieving six-year-old boy from Anwa to Makkah. Now he's a complete orphan. Lost his father while his mother was pregnant, and now lost his mother on the way back from Yathrib, visiting his father's grave, and she took him to his grandfather Abdul Muttalib. 2 years after that, Abdul Muttalib also passed away when he was 8 years of age. Ayman stayed and took care of him, and even aided the wife of Abu Talib, the Prophet's uncle, who took Prophet in. When the Prophet married Khadija later on, Baraka became her aid and provided companionship to the Prophet's wife, like she provided companionship to his mother. And she was there for his birth, and she was there for the birth of Fatima, the daughter of Khadija and the Prophet. Upon the insistence of Khadija, Baraka married Ubay bin Zayd from the Khazraj tribe of Yathrib, and they had a son called Ayman, hence her nickname Ayman. When the Prophet proclaimed prophethood, she immediately embraced the faith. And when persecution became intense, she migrated to Makkah, to her original homeland in Abyssinia, from where she was originally captured. And then later she migrated to Medina, and as the historian says, كانت أيمن رضوان الله عليها من المهاجرات الأول هاجرت الهجرتين إلى أرض الحبشة وإلى المدينة. She, may Allah be pleased with her, Ayman was of those early people who also migrated twice, in fact, once to Al-Habasha, Abyssinia, and then to Medina. When she was older and her husband Ubayd had passed on, the Prophet asked her, why doesn't she consider marrying again? She said that she had a very harsh life, very harsh childhood, and she was happy to dedicate her life to the household of the Prophet and his family, and now to promote his message. And she said, by the way, who will marry an old woman, a former black slave, aged and not attractive? Now this is how the Prophet inspired and lifted people up. The Prophet then went out immediately in the audience of the companions, and what he said, and she overheard him say, "Man sarrahu an yatazawwaj imra'atun min ahli al-jannah, man sarrahu an yatazawwaj imra'atun min ahli al-jannah, falyatazawwaj Ayman." Whoever among you wishes to marry a woman from the women of paradise, let him marry Ayman. Zayd bin Haritha stepped forward and said, I will marry her. فَتَزَوَّجَهَا Zayd, and she got married to Zayd, and they agreed to get married. At battle, in Medina, Ayman played her full part in the affairs of the Muslims. At the Battle of Uhud, she distributed water for the thirsty, carried arms for the soldiers, and tended to the wounds of those who were injured. She also accompanied the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on expeditions to Khaybar and to Hunayn. We're dealing with the household. Today we're dealing only with her, inshallah. Tomorrow I'll deal with her husband and her son. So it'll be part two. But Baraka was there at the birth of the Prophet. She was there to console his mother at his father's death. She was there to console him at his mother's death. She was there to bury his mother. She was there as an aid to the Prophet's wife, as a helper on the battlefield, a lifelong companion of the Prophet and his family from before his death, from before his birth to after his death. And that's why the Rasul later on, when members of his family passed on, he said, هذه بقية أهل بيتي, she is part of the remnants of my family. After the Prophet ﷺ passed on, Baraka was found crying profusely. When asked, so ولما قبض رسول الله بكت عليه ام ايمن بكاء شديدا, she cried very very much, very severely. فسئلت ما يبكيك فاجابت والله لقد علمت انه سيموت ولكني انما ابكي على الوحي اذا انقطع عنا من السماء. I knew someday the Prophet will pass on. I accepted that I'm crying because divine revelation has now ceased to come that he's not here. Baraka was indeed an extremely unique lady. and most people have never heard of her. And it's a shame. This unique lady who fulfilled the request of Amina, of her dying mother, when she said, Baraka, be a mother to my son Muhammad, don't ever leave him. She never left him. This former foreign slave, foster mother of the Prophet, there at his birth and the death of his mother, served his household, was there at the birth of Fatima. According to some reports, she was there when Fatima gave birth to Hassan Hussein, to Rasulullah, to his daughter and his grandchildren. And not only that, she was there at the burial of Fatima. She was on the battlefield nursing the wounded, and she was there when the Prophet ﷺ passed away. She served the Prophet and his family literally from birth to death. The first person to hold the Prophet in her arms when he was born, and the only person who was with him from the day he took his first birth, from the day he took his first breath till the day he breathed his last. In saluting Baraka, we say, Radiallahu an Umayman, Hadinati Rasulillah. May Allah be pleased with Umayman, the caretaker of the Prophet. Hiya allati qala anha an-Nabi, Ummi ba'da Ummi. She was the one of whom the Prophet said when he saw her, there is my mother after my mother. May Allah grant her the highest in paradise. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.